It almost seems there was some kind of meeting, and everyone decided it was time to start caring about consequences in superhero movies. Or perhaps it's an inevitable self-reflexivity of these kinds of films, with their immense popularity, are beginning to engage in. So that this is partially a response to the crest of concrete carnage of, for example, Man of Steel. Earlier this year, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, attempted to reframe the destruction in Man of Steel. Bruce Wayne drove around desperately amongst the carnage wrecked by Superman and Zod in the skies above, trying to evacuate the building and saving orphan children amongst falling debris. Similarly, Captain America: Civil War, the latest film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, takes up these questions of destruction, guilt, and blame. When you are called to save the world from superhuman forces, how concerned should you be about the mere mortals nearby? After a mission involving Captain America, Scarlet Witch, Falcon, and Black Widow goes sideways, injuring some innocent bystanders on foreign soil, the U.S. Department of State decides that it wants more control and oversight over the superheroes. Hanging heavy over the heads of our Avengers team, here in full force, minus only Thor and the Hulk, is a fight in Sokovia that ended Avengers: Age of Ultron and destroyed the city, in addition to previous fights in Washington, D.C., and New York, and the fictional nation of Wakanda. Tony Stark, aka Iron Man, is feeling especially haunted, since he is the one who created Ultron. Tony leads the group in favor of government oversight, while Captain America leads the side against. Perhaps the most surprising thing about Captain America: Civil War, though, is the way it manages to learn its own lessons. For all the talk from Bruce Wayne about the price of destruction in Batman v Superman, when push comes to resurrected Zod mutant, Batman joins Superman in a dangerous fight downtown that endangers the denizens of Gotham just the same. In Civil War, though, when it comes down to the titular war amongst the Avengers, they stage the battle in the midst of a deserted airport. On a practical level, this means we can enjoy the Clash of the Titans without worrying about anything but some light property damage. Of all the places for Civil War to stage this battle, I find the use of an airport especially intriguing. True, it serves a kind of plot function. Captain America's team is trying to leave via a hidden Quinjet. But the abandoned airport also functions rhetorically. As Roy Christopher asks in his consideration of the cultural history of airports, is there a more interstitial space than the airport? It is the most terminally limited area, between cities, between flights, between appointments, between everything. The airport is a place made up of on-the-ways, not-there-yets, and missed connections. The airport is a place made up of no places. Indeed, when we spend time in airports, we are inevitably waiting to be somewhere else. This liminal space seems the perfect place for the Avengers to fight, with lots of concrete and glass to break, but none of the people. Several reviewers have called the focus on consequences in Civil War a sign that the superhero genre is maturing. Mostly I find the obsession with individual deaths a sort of straw man, because the heroes were fighting some sort of villain hell-bent on world destruction, and they normally choose crowded places to enact said destruction. As Civil War highlights, the choice is more complex than vigilantism or oversight. There are ultimately no easy answers. Still, the action set pieces in Civil War seem to deliberately engage in a kind of civilian de-escalation. The opening fight takes place in a heavily crowded city and market, so that Black Widow is literally vaulting over people. Then there's a largely unarmed highway chase, followed by the fight at the abandoned airport, and then finally an isolated bunker fight in the middle of Siberia. While Batman versus Superman engaged in this kind of moral quandary in a superficial way by ending the movie with a crowded downtown fight scene, Civil War seems to deliberately scale back. Despite the insurmountability of the conflict and regardless of all the literal infighting, it's almost as if just having the conversation about consequences has covertly set the Avengers on a course correction.